Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to your Stimulus Show. I'm Cheryl Smith, and I'm here to bring you information that I hope will enlighten, empower, that will help you, help us together get through what we're going through. And we're going through a lot right now, but that's nothing new for us. Things are going on all the time. It's just how we deal with them, and guess what? We have to do it together. Because if you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm a Dallas-based journalist, and I own three newspapers. You see them on, I got it right, Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, iMessenger, are my three publications in Dallas. But we're a multimedia organization. A Jersey girl, graduate of Florida A&M University, let's hear it for the Rattlers and HBCUs, and currently, I am the secretary of the National Association of Black Journalists, and that's important. I'll tell you more about NABJ and what NABJ has been doing this past weekend. It was so exciting because we got to see so much from the organization. I'll also tell you about the National Newspaper Publishers Association, which all three publications are members of that organization of over 200 black newspapers across the country and abroad. But there's a lot going on in the world. This is your stimulus show. We're going to share information with you so you can receive stimulus funds, but we're also going to ask you to be that stimulus support to someone else, okay? How about that? We're going to give as we receive. We're going to help others. And you can join me. We're coming to you live from StreamYard, from Facebook Live, and also from Blog Talk Radio. So you can connect with us if you'd like to talk, if you have something pressing on your mind or some information that you'd like to share, give me a call at 646-200-0459. Again, that number is 646-200-0459. I'm going to try to type that in there and so that you can also. It's 646-200-0459. Call me now. That's what I'm going to put in there, okay? And let me tell you, we're giving out so much information daily on iMessenger, and you can get iMessenger right to your inbox. You have to put your email address in here. We have operators standing by who can get your information and make sure that you get it in the morning, because we're sharing all information with you about what's going on. Because yes, we have the pandemic that is COVID related, and I'll tell you some startling information about that. We have the pandemic that we're dealing with police brutality, and we'll talk about that. And we have a lot going on. There are pandemics every day. I was just watching court this morning, and I think you should cut off the TV and just spend a little time watching, and you can see the judges who are holding court. And I'm not talking about reality TV court. I'm talking about real TV where you have folks' lives on the line there. And so you get to see a lot of things. So I've been watching several of the court proceedings, and I see attorneys that are ill-prepared. I see attorneys that give credence to the argument that my attorney won't respond to my calls. My attorney won't visit me. My attorney won't talk to me. And I just heard excuses. And I wanted to say, took me back to my family days, and I want to say, hit it. And I actually typed into one of the courts, bull, because I'm like, if you're an attorney, whatever you're going through, you're on the outside, but what about your client who's sitting behind bars? So, you know, I don't want to hear the excuses. Yes, you had a death in your family, but guess what? You live, you die. People live, they die. It's a part of this cycle. So you got business to take care of. You got folks' lives on the line. And I just encourage you to tune in so you can see what's happening. Because I tell you, things are, reform is on the way. Reform is on the way because, you know, one of the best signs, and we're going to be posting some of those signs that are some just phenomenal. There was a sign in Orlando, Texas, at a protest, and Richard Moore got that sign, and the sign basically said, this is the last generation you're going to mess with. And I'm paraphrasing and saying nicely what they said, but it is just so real. And I just say to the folks who are out there, for whatever reason, if you're out there fighting, speaking up, so we could change these systems, thank you. I just say thank you. It is not a fight between the young and the old, because guess what? Dr. King was young when he was out there doing it. We expect the young to do it. We have put you in a position where you can do it, okay? But let me tell you about some things going on. So just so you know, I've got some very stark. But first, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Reverend Fred Conrad of Two Partners, because he's also the pastor of Greater Mount Hebron Bible Church in Dallas. And they're giving away $100 gift cards. And you have to have been furloughed, lost your job. And you can go to, I'm going to try to type that in there also, or get someone to do it, gmhbc.org. And you can apply for these $100 gift cards. And these gift cards are, they're giving away 200. Now, this is a small church. This is not one of your mega churches. And they're giving away $20,000 to help you. That's what I mean about this is your stimulus show. And I'm putting this in here now so that you have it, $100 gift cards. And if you lost your job, and it's a $100 gift card to Walmart. And Walmart, y'all make it out like a, fat rat. And I remember having this discussion with Hurricane Katrina because the government was giving out $2,000 gift cards to Walmart. So Walmart gets the benefit out of all of these tragedies, and they need to do better. They really need to do better. But a shout out to Greater Mount Hebron Bible Church, and contact them. Okay, there's a small business expo June 10th through 11th. Now there are small businesses, and guess what? There are people who want to start their business. Good morning, Marvis Need. And if you want to start your business, you should be a part of it. And if you want information, you know, sign up for our daily iMessenger e-blast. Or, you know, you can reach out to us, go to our website, Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, iMessenger, and get information. But it's a virtual small business expo, and that's June 10th through 11th. Now, June 14th. I'm just going to put June 14th in here. June 14th, because if you are not registered to vote, please register to vote by June 14th so that you can vote on July 14th. Very important election. You don't want to miss it. And this past week, we had the Democratic Party. A heavy sigh when I say Democratic Party, but we had the Democratic Party state convention in Texas. It was virtual, and there was a debate between Senate candidates, Royce West and MJ Hagar, and a lot of other things going on. A lot more things need to be going on with the Democratic Party, and we need to hold them accountable, as we need to hold any party that is operating in these United States. Now, share some news with you. Dallas County hospital capacity. For the longest, I was telling you that the numbers were around in the 3,500 range or whatever. And the hospital capacity over the weekend is 4,085. Yes, there's been an increase. So out of 6,000 beds available, 4,085 were occupied. And in ICU, that number has jumped out of 923. And this is really of note because I was reporting earlier in the 300 range, it's 620 out of 923 hospital ICU beds are occupied. Now, I talked to folks, you know, at the VA hospital and other places, you know, when you get to that part where you are on a ventilator, you know, some are making it out of, but there are some cases, several cases, in fact, where when you get to that stage, it's really, really a tragic time, really a tragic time. Now, as of June 6th, Dallas County, there have been 11,835 cases. And guess what? Just recently, the numbers we saw last week was rough. And we expect to see it rougher. And I have people calling me and texting me complaining because they say folks are not wearing masks. They're not social distancing. And that's bad. That's a bad thing because, and I told you before, those who have been listening, I told you that Parkland CEO, Dr. Fred Cerise, said Parkland hospital system is for a surge. But this was 2 months ago. They prepared for a surge. They're ready. They have beds waiting, and the surge never came. So if we open back up like some states are doing, what's going to happen when we haven't had that surge yet? And with all the protests going on, can we expect to see more? We had a rough week last week for certain, but we had two deaths recently. The most recent deaths were of a 50-year-old male, and there was an 80-year-old female in a long-term care facility. And we had a lot of deaths in nursing homes and long-term care facilities, and is careful, you know, monitoring of those areas because some things had to be taken into place. We had Encompass, a rehab center out of, they have several branches, but this was specifically in Cypress, Texas, and they had employees, everyone was complaining because they did not have enough that masks or gloves. And so Encompass, you know, my understanding is things have changed and maybe changed because you followed my lead and you called. And I thank you for that. This is your Stimulus Show. It's 13 minutes after the hour. We're going to be going hard for the next 47 minutes. And then we're going to jump off to take care of some business. But we want to give you as much information as we can during this period. Then let me just send our condolences to the family of Catherine Thane. And Mrs. Thane was 103 years old. And last night I listened to recordings that her granddaughter is Daphne Thane, and Karen, I go down the list of all our grandkids. I was listening to recordings, and that's something, you know, I just have to say kudos to you, Daphne, for taping your grandmother. And I encourage all of us, if you think about what you're doing, do some recordings. I remember driving with my father from Crawfordville, Georgia, to Augusta, Georgia. Augusta, the home of Mr. James Brown. And while we were in the car, I was recording my dad talking about things, and we just had a wonderful time. And then also I remember recording my mom and just asking questions, and it's a beautiful thing just to get their words of the way things were. Because you ever heard, I've forgotten more than you know? And that's what you see, and they can give you that history that you so richly need to be a part of and need to know. Spend some time with older folks and younger folks, seeing what's on their mind, what's going on in their head. But condolences to the family of Mrs. Catherine Thane. And they're in Palestine, and Palestine, Texas. And I should have more information on services for Mrs. Thane. Also to Mr. Leon Hamilton, and many people, especially those who went to Wiley College, you know who Mr. Hamilton is. And he was also a 53-year member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. So condolences to him, and he was really involved with the Kappa camp at Paul Quinn College. And also closer to home, condolences family of Coach Ken Riley. And many of you may know Coach Ken Riley was a coach at Florida A&M, but before that he played, I think, Cincinnati Bengals. Does that sound right? Somebody help me out. But Coach Ken Riley passed, and he was a, people are saying today, they said, why is he not in the Hall of Fame? Why is he not in the Hall of Fame? You know, and I say that, and it's honorable. And some of you have heard me maybe on this show talk about someone who should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame who has not made it in there. And so you know, to those who knew Ken Riley, and we just say condolences to the family, knew and loved him. And while we're on FAMU, this is big news, yes, because the way I've been hearing from people who are in the Southwestern Athletic Conference, which is SWAC. Okay, Alcorn, Jackson State, Prairie View A&M, Southern University, Grambling, Texas Southern, Alabama A&M, and Alabama State. I'm missing some. University of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Mississippi Valley. But guess what? There's a new sheriff in town, because yes, not only did Florida A&M University board vote unanimously, but the SWAC conference voted unanimously to allow Florida A&M University to enter their the SWAC conference. So now things are going to get even liver. And it's been really fun because, you know, we joke about HBCUs, but most people, unless they just seriously got a character flaw, we are pulling for one another. We are pulling for the success of one another. And we do realize that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But we also know with some people, a mind is just a terrible thing. Okay, but anyway, FAMU joins. It should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it, and we're ready. Now, Bethune-Cookman, we're still going to have that game with you, and so don't despair. We'll still be there to hand it down to you time and time again. And so that's what's going on with a Florida A&M University. But guess what? There are scholarships, and if you pick up the latest issue of Texas Metro News, you will see that there's still scholarship applications that you can apply for, those going to school. And hey, Cecil Sharp, how are you? And Mary Albana, I'm just talking about something, and good to see you. But I'm going to tell you folks, hi, Chris Patterson, Ron Murray Jr., Diane Evans, Jose Gant, I got you, I see you, thanks for joining in. Parents, your children got to do something. You can't do everything for them. They need to sit down and they need to research. And believe me, they know how to do it because they can research anything else on these phones. You know, my little one-year-old grandbaby, oh, that's me, has a good time playing with this. And yesterday it was so funny because my four-year-old grabbed the phone and he started scrolling, and I don't know if it was an icon or whatever, but I told every time he gets my phone, he calls Roland Martin. And to his credit, Roland does talk to him, and but he just keeps on calling him and babbling to him or whatever. But they know how to use the phone. So you don't need to be calling anybody asking what scholarships are out there, what internships are out there, or anything like that. Make your child do it. Make your child do it. Because I, you know, you want to help somebody who wants to help themselves. And I know sometimes you feel inclined to give them that push, but you need to have them call. They need to get on the phone. They need to do the research and know that the research is out there. Now, let me tell you, I've been getting calls about a picture. On Friday, I posted a picture of Reverend Dr. Sharon Patterson. And it's a picture of her. She's lying down on the Dallas City Hall Plaza where Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson proclaimed that day, June 5th, as George Perry Floyd Remembrance Day. And for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, people either stood in place, knelt, and Reverend Patterson actually laid down. It was hot, let me tell you. At 8 a.m., the 8 o'clock hour on that Friday, it was approaching 90 degrees. It was really hot. And they stayed there. And so I posted a picture of Dr. Patterson, and she's laying there. And I don't know about you all, but there have been several similar like programs across the country, around the world, and where people are taking that time out for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And so imagine, you know, even as I thought, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Patterson and get her thoughts on how she felt laying on the ground for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And then I like what was going through her mind, because as each second ticked away, I couldn't get Mr. Floyd out of my mind, because he wasn't just laying there chillaxing. He had pressure, steady pressure on his neck. It's horrific. Now, I wish, and I think it would be really great if we could. I see you, Kimberly and Proctor. Thanks for tuning in. It would be really good if we could have a scholarship fund for young 17-year-old Miss Frazier. Name may not sound familiar to you, but Miss Frazier was actually the 17-year-old who was going to the store with her 9-year-old relative, and she saw what was going on, and she stopped, and she pulled out that phone, and she started recording. Now, I have several cases, and even the New York Times reports of it, of police officers saying A happens when B happens. We have this senior citizen who is pushed by police officers, and you see the blood seeping out on the cement where, you know, they cracked open his skull, and he's bleeding, and the police say he tripped. So here you have this 17-year-old, and I'm going to say shame on you. I'm going to say shame on you to anybody who got on social media anywhere saying this girl needed to do more. I'm like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You know, you had grown big men. You had police officers who were on a force with him who didn't do anything to stop from pressing his knee into Mr. Floyd's neck. You're going to put that on a 17-year-old child, and yes, she is a child. And then you're going to try to vilify her. And, you know, like, come on, what the heck? So I'm hoping that people are reaching out, and I will reach out and see if something is being done, because she needs a scholarship fund. She needs help. And she needs to know that we care about her. It was, I mean, just totally, just imagine if the video were not there. I'll take you back. We had Thomas Muhammad on, and he talked about Selma. Do you know when things really start changing? When those cameras focus on the dogs and the fire hoses aimed at crowds of men, women, and children. That's when the world became outraged. Well, the world is outraged now because of that video that young Miss Frazier took. So leave her alone. You know, let's leave her alone. This is your stimulus show. It's 25 minutes after the hour. We're going to go for another 20, 25 minutes. And I want to share information with you. I tell you, when I was out on the plaza, in addition to seeing Dr. Sharon Patterson as she laid there and just watching her and just having all kind of thoughts in my mind, not only was I thinking about Mr. George Floyd, but I can just go on and on about the different thoughts that are just over the years, things I've heard about. You know, I learned from going to Ocala, Florida, about my grandfather who was tarred and feathered. Take one guess why. Take one guess why he was tarred and feathered. And so when I found that out, and I was looking at documents, and really funny because my mom's maiden name is Gadson, that's G-A-D-S-O-N. So I would see people and I'd say, see Gadson, and that's not a popular name. And so I would ask if they were from Florida, because that's where I knew it's important to know your roots. So I'd contact different people and say, hey, are you from Florida? Because that's my mom's maiden name. And they'd say, no, I'm from South Carolina. I said, oh, no, we're not from South Carolina. But when I went to this family reunion in Ocala, lo and behold, what do I find out? But the Gadsons are from South Carolina. So all those people I kind of poo-pooed off, you know. And then I found out more since I did a DNA test. And I know we talk about DNA tests. We talk about even testing for COVID-19 and the skepticism from people of color, especially black people, Tuskegee experiment. You think of all the tests that were done on our people. And so some people really don't want to do a DNA test. And I did a DNA test. And yes, it did come back saying I was 90% African, a little over 90%. So folks want to ask me, what was the other 10%? I said, don't worry about it. I'm 90%, 90 plus percent African. And, you know, I will claim that. But we need to find out. And that's why I'm encouraging you. I tell you every day something to do. And I tell you to call somebody, to reach out to someone. And Cecil, if I remember correctly, Cecil Shaw, condolences. I should be sending condolences to you and your family. But reach out to someone and ask how they're doing. And guess what? Wait for the answer. Don't talk over them. Listen, and how are you doing? Is there anything you need? No, how are you really doing? And if you hear something, if you're listening, you may hear something say, no, you don't sound. No, what's going on? Take a little time to do that with someone. I guarantee you it will make them feel good, just like it would make you feel good if someone did it with you. Reach out to someone. Also, I encourage you, those who got stimulus checks, how many of you still have some of that money left over? I encourage you to hold on to it, but I did ask you to spend $12 with Black-owned businesses. We have over 15 businesses that where you can go when you pick up your to-go order, they're going to give you our newspaper everywhere. And I just heard wonderful reports about people spending money on Saturday. Blackjack Pizza was sold out of pizza. So I know if they sold out of pizza, they sold out of that sweet tea. And sometimes you just need a good swig of blackjack pizza tea. But other places like Aunt Irene's, Aunt Elaine's, Two Partners, Smokey John's, these are all places that are carrying our paper and our papers and where you can pick them up. Now, another thing, if you were on social media Saturday, you saw a number of webinars, if you will, with black people, black men, excuse me. And Dallas-Fort Worth Association of Black Journalists, we had a discussion with, it was moderated by two-time Super Bowl, maybe he played with Cincinnati, a Patriot. Bethel Johnson, who did you play with? He played football. He got two rings, so you know he didn't play with, you know, the boys. But anyway, he was the moderator, and we had a number of people, and Terrence J. was there, and Chill from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Dwayne Price, who reminded me that back in the day, he's been around so long, he was with the Dallas Times-Herald before he went with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and now he's with the Dallas Mavs. And who else was there? Stuart Corrett from iMessenger Media was on, Stephen Wright from NBC5. Robert Flagg was on also, and he's a photojournalist, and I think I'm missing somebody. Let me see what it looks like, but it was produced by Eva Coleman, and you have black men on across the country talking about how they deal with life, how they deal with folks want to make them an angry black man, and you want to know something? Maybe if folks look at more of those videos, you know, for the cell phone, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I used to say I was glad there wasn't a cell phone out when some of us were in college because the stories that would be told if there were. But I am so glad the cell phones have called people out. Now, some people have still gotten off even when you're like, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And you see what is being done right there. But you had men talking about how they address issues. But guess what? Wherever you are, you shouldn't be the only one. Everybody should be able to see the injustices. And that's what you see through social media. And that's what people are speaking out about now. So all around the country, you know, I would love for there to be streets of Dallas, Black Lives Matter. I would love, you know, to Washington, D.C., Mayor Bowser, I just say more power to you. And because of information, because of rebukes, if you will, from high-level retired ranking officials, they're pulling out those troops out of the nation's capital. And you have to ask yourself, what are we doing when we are bringing the military in on our own? Is this America? Does that make you want to vote? Again, the date, keep it in your mind, is June 14th. June 14th. June 14th. If you are not registered to vote, go and vote. You know, folks talked about what an insightful and raw video that entertainer, oh gosh, now it's Nick Cannon, that Nick Cannon did. And, but guess what? Nick Cannon has to vote. He has to vote. And those of you who are old enough to remember who Tupac Shakur was, just think about what happened shortly before he died. Not even shortly. Look at how he was moving. He was doing Get Out the Vote. He was stressing the importance of voting and taking a more proactive approach to the issues affecting us, our community, and others in our community. And that's not the Tupac that you hear about, but that's what he was doing, just like you may hear about another entertainer. And if that's what it takes to get people to the polls, I'm for whatever we can to get folks to register and vote. And shout out to Rich Mo. He's a photojournalist, and he took pictures of the protests that were going on, and he took one that has a picture that I just love the picture, and it says it all to me. I'll paraphrase, and he said, you know, the sign said, this is the last. But this is the last, and I'm rolling my neck. This is the last generation. You mess with your last generation. That's what it says. And I'm paraphrasing because there are people on who are my elders, like Marva. And so I want to be respectful of you all and not say what it said. But you know what? I did repost it on social media. I apologize to my elders because I do believe in respect and reverence. And but I just said, but some things you just gotta call it the way it is, and you gotta, you know. And they're saying if they bring us along, whomever, you know. There was one panel yesterday with the National Association of Black Journalists, media related members, and several black men, and on a panel. And I go to battle. Some of you I leave home. You're darker than Mystic Gravity. God, that's so. But I take John Flumwater in there with me before I would take some of you who your skin is tan, but your mind is fried. And I can't deal with the fried minds. I want to turn on one another instead of really on the real enemy and addressing. Now, it is 36 minutes after the hour, and this is your stimulus show. I have to tell you again, you say, I don't know anybody who says $100 billion is not a lot of money. Small Business Administration, the number is dwindling slowly, but there's enough time for you to get in. Are you a business man or woman? Do you, are you an independent contractor? You need to apply. You need to apply for Small Business Administration payment, payroll protection. But there are a lot of other things that you need to apply for. Also, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. I'd rather you, you know, gone are those days of the 60s and the 70s when folks were ashamed to get food stamps. Now, I'm going to tell you, I do have my strong opinions about the food stamps and everything, because I do not think that is a legacy that you say, oh, well, my mama got food stamps and my grandmama got food stamps. So I get, no, I don't believe that that's something you pass down as an inheritance. But now, when you look at major corporations, and folks were saying stuff about Ruth Chris or the Los Angeles Lakers, different major corporations that got stimulus checks, and they were shamed into giving them back. But the psyche, if you hadn't said anything, guess what? They would have had that money and would have gone with it. But guess what? The money came back and they could go and help someone else. So you're looking at, they're getting stimulus. You have to look at these food stamps as stimulus. And you have to get out there and you have to you have to be mindful of how you spend the stimulus money in whatever form you get. So if you get food stamps, you go to the grocery store. And you need to take, like, Deborah P. Haynes from Friendship West Baptist Church. I just so happy for Shante Williams. She's from that church also. But they can help you get healthy stuff. They can help you get healthy stuff. Because guess what? I went to the grocery store yesterday. And I haven't been to the grocery store in a long time. And I saw more of the processed food shelves empty than I did the fresh fruits and vegetables. And so I loaded up. Of course, I got my watermelon. You can say whatever you want to about black folks and watermelon. You need to get a life first and foremost on that. But yes, I did get cabbage and I did not get seedless grapes. And I encourage you, do not get seedless grapes. They're cheaper because you don't know what the heck you're eating. If the grapes come from a seed and neither seed is grapes, where did those come from? They were created in a lab. And, you know, you go and buy them. You know, I have like cherries. I didn't get any squash this time, but I am telling you, I went to other areas and the processed pasta and the pot pies and the little dinners that cost like 99 cents. And I'm telling you, cook. Now, one thing that was impressive to me, I did see that the shelves where there were seasonings, there a lot of the seasonings were gone. But there's something to be said about getting natural seasonings also. So that's why folks like Shante Williams and Deborah P. Haynes can help you navigate. And I know LaShante has sessions on 7 p.m. And if I remember correctly, it's on Thursday evenings. And if you want to see about some of the shows, we do have a guide in Texas Menus. And thanks to Marva, she keeps up with what's going on. And if you have information about a show you would like for her to share, that would be great. And guess what? I'm going to be on tonight. You missed me on Friday night. Miss me with that. You missed me on Friday night. Myself and Stacey Brown of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. You can still go to NNPA, Dr. Ben Chavis' page, and see the interview that Stacey and I did with Otis Williams, the founder of the Tantalizing Temptation. Yes. And so we talked. It's kind of hard for me because once you hear that beat to My Girl, I just want to move. I just want to move. So that was wonderful. But then even today, tonight I'm hoping that you will join me because I'll be joining Hashim and Nzinga from the New Black Panther Party. So, and Dr. Brenda Wall, who used to be on KKDA with me, Dr. Michael V. Roberts, author of the international best-selling book, Action Has No Season. We're all going to be on there, and they have a number, 646-478-4447. But we're going to be on there tonight beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I actually come on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so hopefully you will tune into that. And there's some other shows going on. Dr. Ben Chavis, Stacey Brown, and Jim Washington of the Dallas Weekly will be interviewing Mark Cuban, and that's at 4 today, and that's going to be 3 Central Time, okay? So many things going on, so much to share about what's going on. You can send information to us, and we want to see your pictures of, and we have to remind Nina is the person who will be checking those out. We want to see pictures of your young ones in their mask, and, they don't need to wear a mask. Well, you know, help me understand. You put them in masks for Halloween. But somebody, you put a mask on and save their lives. And they said, well, little children aren't being impacted. Well, you don't want your little children to be the first cases, which there have been cases with the 5-year-old in Detroit, Michigan, and there have been a few. And you may not have all the information. So I'm saying, let's be safe. I did notice at the grocery store, in addition to all the processed stuff being off the shelves, and, you know, and chips and this stuff, you know, chew on a carrot. But I did notice that a lot of drinks, you're drinking a lot of sodas. You're drinking a lot of things that are not good for you. And then you're going to wonder why you're exploding, you know. And I saw a number of people did not have masks on. And so, or you had them on improperly. You say, it's like having on a condom. If you don't have it on right, what happens? 9 months later? Or, God forbid, you know, you say, well, I'd rather have a child, because there are other things that you could have or could happen to you as well. But a number of people didn't have masks on, and you kind of want them. Why not? But we have so much we're dealing with. Sometimes just you have to take care of your business. But in that grocery store, like I say, I saw a lot of junk food. I saw a lot of canned goods. And I'm saying to you that get healthy food. Try to get some natural. Look at the GMO. Find out what that means, and non-GMO. If it's a watermelon, and you know watermelons come from seeds, you know, you never heard when you were young, they said, you know, don't swallow them seeds, because a joke and say that that's how folks get pregnant. The seed grows watermelon in your stomach. Okay, so then why are you getting a seedless watermelon? Where does that seedless watermelon come from? Do you know? I'm telling you, you need to watch what you're eating. When I walked into Kroger, and I went to the left. So I'm going to say like Beyonce, to the left. And then other stores, I've been in other stores where it's been to the left. But you need to find that fresh vegetables. You need to spend your money on fresh food, and you need to season. You need to not overcook it. And you need to, you know, just try to be healthier during these times, because that's going to help you also. If you build things up, you know, it'll help you in the long run. Watch what you're eating. Stop taking in so much sugar and the food that will fill you full of mucus, because that mucus is bad, because we're dealing with upper respiratory issues. And respiratory therapists will tell you all that mucus getting in there is not good. And get out and walk. You know, Susan Taylor, former editor of Essence magazine, she would say, she was doing a lot of traveling in hotel rooms, and she said she just walk in place. Walk, you know. Dick Gregory would say, you know, folks say, well, my feet hurt. And he said, well, walk bad, then just get up there, just get out there, walk slow. If you, you know, you can limp to the liquor store, you can limp around and do something. Take some time out for yourself. This has been your stimulus show. We're getting ready. We have a number of things going on. Remember, Greater Mount Hebron Bible Church, gmhbc.org. And they're giving out $100 gift cards. Have you been impacted? Have you lost your job? Have you been furloughed? Have you been laid off? Or give them a call. Okay, don't forget the Small Business Expo on June 10th and 11th at virtual. And the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Incorporated, Dallas Metropolitan Chapter, they're doing the impact of planning a legislative day. Okay, they're looking at, it is the 2020 Barbara Jordan Civic Engagement Webinar Series. And the next one is on the 11th at 7 p.m. And there's so much going on. Again, I can't do anything but leave you with June 14th, because you need to register to vote if you haven't already voted. Tomorrow, we'll have Morehouse College. Morehouse College is in the news quite a bit lately. And so we'll have Anthony Council, and he'll be on from 11 to 1. And then on Wednesday, we have Marva Sneed, and she'll be back again from Marva with Love on Friday. And I'll be back with you on Thursday, and talking about issues, talking about what's going on, and sharing information with you, and telling you the Texas Workforce Commission, just like the Workforce Commissions, whether it's in California, New Jersey, Florida, Michigan, they are there with billions of dollars to help you, the Small Business Administration as well. We need to take advantage of them. But more importantly, just like we have the agencies that are helping, and we have the people who are giving money and helping folks out, a shout out to the Dallas Fight Chamber of Commerce, who will be working with businesses this week, and they're doing a webinar also, and helping folks like Guns N' Roses boutique. And that's what we have to do, help one another. We can't all be out there for the protests. And we know that those who are bringing water out there, they may find themselves in places where the police officers are actually punching holes in the, poking holes in the water bottles and just doing savage things and doing things for absolutely no reason at all. I am fortunate to know so many police officers who are great men and women, but these, they all are not great. And something needs to be done about them. So I'm like, don't leave out of your house. Sometimes I say, oh, just let it go. Get your cell phone and take it with you. And when you see something, you may not be able to do anything else but record it, like young Miss Ray did record. And also, you know what? You want to. You can yell if you want to. You can march if you want to. But those of you who want to ask where are our leaders or why isn't anyone talking about this, you step up and be a leader. You talk about it. You share the information. Don't say nobody's talking about this, but maybe they don't know about it and maybe they need you to tell them. Stop being so ready to criticize folks and do something yourself. You may even want to say, I'm going to give some money so we can have water out there at the protest. So the young people like Channing Hill, Cecily Coleman, you know, yeah, Howard University, University of Houston, young people out there speaking up, because this is the last generation you're going to mess with. You've messed with your last generation, and we are joining forces and going to make a difference. This is your Stimulus Show. I'm Cheryl Smith, cutting it short because we got things to do, places to go, people to see, and we're doing what we can to make this world a better place. Hopefully you got something out of today's show and look forward to joining me tomorrow and share this information with others as well. In the meantime, and I usually play a song because I'm telling you, you know, to get better, and we want it to get better, and just, you know, we are family, and so we want. We have no choice but to do that. That's how we do it. And thank you for joining us. And find out what we do.
The next time we see each other, maybe.